right, welcome to the Jake and Skullhead Show. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and I want to destroy you.
I'm Jake, and I don't want to destroy you. I do want to remember to turn my mic on, though.
Yeah, I want that, too.
Yeah, I want you to want that.
I need you to... No, whatever.
So, yeah. How's it going?
Well, here we are, because of the backwards thinking of the rest of the world, doing our show an hour earlier for us.
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe those dumb sons of bitches.
So we have the crime of not messing with our clocks on a regular basis.
We're going to try and reschedule the Thursday show to make it an hour later for everyone else, so that neither show has rollover in the middle of it.
Yeah.
What that means, though, then, is that next time the time changes, we'll probably end up moving our show from 10 to midnight instead of 9 to 11. But that's fine, you know. Night owls. I've been doing this fantastic thing that I do a lot of the time where my sleep schedule is just slowly drifting over into completely nocturnal. I got up at 5 p.m. yesterday after going to bed well after dawn.
Sooner or later, your night gets colored headache gray.
It's true. If you do that. It's true. And I start seeing today in a newsprint fray.
Something like that.
Something.
I never really understood that song.
Yeah, if only I had an excuse, you know, like working a graveyard shift. But I don't.
Now your excuse can be that you hired someone with the sleeping patterns of a hamster. You have to abide by them, by their standard.
Well, what does a hamster do?
They're nocturnal.
I see.
And they run on a wheel a lot, both of which are characteristics of Riff, for those of you who are not in the know.
Right. WWW3 was down all day because apparently the power cord fell out of the back of it.
Huh.
Maybe it didn't fall out, but was jarred loose by, you know, these months of vibration from the fan or whatever. Anyway, they theoretically fixed that. The web servers don't have redundant power.
Oh.
It was just more expensive than it was worth, since it's really not a big deal if one of them goes down. What we need to get it set up so that it will better automatically handle that because right now what happens a lot of the time is one of the servers goes down and then our load balancer is like, hey, that server doesn't have anybody on it. Let's send everyone there. And it causes problems. So we need to figure out a better way of doing that. Because, I mean, really, we can live without one or even two web servers. Or even three, probably. That would get kind of slow, but... So there wasn't really any point to having redundant power on those. But there was just a kind of bureaucratic snafu with the support people that led it to not get fixed immediately. Which, I keep trying to meet with that guy to figure out exactly what our support landscape looks like. But one or the other of us keeps canceling the meeting every time it happens. It's like meeting with a lawyer. It's just never going to happen. But yeah, it's supposedly back up now. I think Xenophobe has put it back in the rotation, and we got everything pushed out to it that needed to be. I should push the static documents again because I didn't do that. I also should finish editing this script that I'm in the middle of. I didn't know how long that song was, so I decided I'd get some nonsense done. Now I can't type the word build. All right, so that stuff's getting pushed out. The changes to the wording and the policies that we made like a year ago, by which I mean like 2 months ago, we forgot to ever push those out. So slight changes. It's no longer out of date. What with the FODIs in the clan and whatnot, and there's also that thing that says your name can't be offensive unless I think it's funny.
Uh huh.
Since that's our policy.
Right. Did we actually change that? That's good.
I don't know that it actually got changed. I mean, you were here when we were doing it, so I don't remember.
So looking at the questions, I have to say, what the hell happened to Nightmare? Did the semen finally back up into his brain?
Made him start talking like a Chilean.
All the way from his colon, which is where the semen gets input. Let's see.
Did you watch Reservoir Dogs recently?
No.
Okay.
But But it's, you know, like any Tarantino film, it's completely lodged in my head.
I see.
Chichiri says, could we get an adventure again, Link, in the hedge maze, you know? We can't always get the puzzle. P.S. Why has it not always been there, you know? Chichiri will understand why I read that question like that, but you will not.
Yeah, okay. You want to explain it to me?
Oh, sure. Chichiri's a character from an anime series that Jess watches, and that's how he talks.
What series is it?
Fushigi Yugi.
Fushigi Yugi.
The Mysterious Play.
I see.
And there's a guy who has a high, squeaky voice and ends every sentence with, you know?
Huh.
It's entertaining. But, yeah, I would like to see us get an adventure again, like in the hedge maze.
Is it, where is it that you don't get it? I would have thought that would have been something that was... After you fight the topiary golem, or...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that should be pretty easy to fix, actually. Yeah. I'm trying to get used to using Firefox, and it's hard for me to find anything. Because it's like, instead of just finding whatever browser window I need to look at, I have to find whatever browser window I need to look at, and then find whatever tab I need to look at.
I still don't understand why this is so difficult for you.
Yeah, well... I mean, you never actually use the Windows taskbar.
I use the Windows taskbar.
You do not.
On occasion.
Whatever.
I regularly have like 12 Messenger windows open during this show.
Oh, yeah. See, all my Instant Messenger windows, because I use GayIM, are in one little item. Although the buddy list itself has an item down there, which kind of blows. Anyway.
That is one weird thing about Trillion. It'll give you tabbed windows, but only tabbed windows for each of your individual lists. Like if I have 3 people on MSN, 3 people on Yahoo, and 3 people on AIM, I have 3 windows open.
Huh.
With 3 tabs apiece.
Game doesn't do that. You should try Game.
I can't make Game go.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't make it to connect and stay connected to anything.
See, I always had that exact problem with Trillion, or else it would just crash all the time. Ron says, since when did packs of cigarettes look like toasters? It's a carton of cigarettes, not a pack of cigarettes. Cartons of cigarettes are long and skinny. Like a toaster.
Right.
It doesn't even look like a toaster. Since when are you a homo?
Is that one of the grimoires?
No, it's the sleazy gravy fairy. No, the spooky gravy fairies item.
Oh, yeah. I know we didn't put in cigarettes for regular people to smoke, because only morons smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, like spooky fairies.
Yeah.
I would describe Riff as a spooky fairy if I had to describe him using an adjective and a noun.
I would probably use creepy gnome.
A creepy gnome, really? Wow.
Just kidding, Rip.
Yeah, you know what? You're on your own there. Cuckoo275 says, a.k.a. Jelly. Huh.
Okay.
Follow-up to a question that does not exist. Perhaps it was, do you think that you're ready for this marmalade?
Yeah, that would work.
Toxic Pop Sickle says, is there any reason you can't use 2 different facsimile dictionaries at the same time with funk slinging? There shouldn't be.
I took it out because that was a weird button.
Huh. Because everything else you can use 2 of if you have 2 of them. Well, you shouldn't be able to use any balls with ambidextrous funk slinging. I mean, you can use 2 seal teeth, though. I remember... I remember specifically fixing it for seal teeth. There's no reason it couldn't be, or you know, for items like that. I'll take a look at it. Ron says, so where did you get the picture of Brad McDickerson from, and does Mr. McDickerson know you're mocking his last name? That was Riff. That's some guy from some website that was like a foundation, this Christian organization to make people not gay anymore.
Oh, yeah. Was it the one who headed up such a foundation and then was caught picking up men in a gay bar, and then he claimed that he had just gone in there to use the bathroom?
Riff says he doesn't know. It seems like every organization like that would be headed by somebody that that kind of thing would happen to.
Yeah.
Flip says, nice work with the April Fool's content. You totally should have logged which people clicked on the perversions you haven't tried yet.
That was entertaining. I have to admit that that gave me a brief amount of pause.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It just before I read any of the text on it, I was just like, oh, shit, we must have forgotten to renew our domain. I know that sometimes you forget to do things that are important, and, you know, I don't know.
Glebe says, how many ultra-rare monsters were encountered on April 1st, and did anyone encounter the real ultra-rare monster and actually get the item? Probably, yeah. I mean, I would say that, like any other day, probably three people encountered an ultra-rare monster and got an ultra-rare.
Yeah, thanks for that, by the way.
Yeah.
My inbox was jammed.
Yeah, I know. So was Lies.
So was mine.
So is Xenophobes. I don't get mail from regular people. Ha ha. And I got a bunch of forum PMs, though. Ron says, what's the story behind the poorly drawn Count Bakula? Worse drawn than you, I mean, which is awful. What? It's not any better or worse than any other graphic in the game. I don't understand. Like, seriously, man. Like, I'm going to look at it. I mean, it... doesn't, I don't understand. I don't understand why you would look at that and say that that was any worse drawn than anything else in the game. You jerk. Ron, you're a jerk. Anyway, I mean, granted, the talisman, if anybody saw that, people have seen the picture. I mean, that's not particularly interesting, but it was hard to make something that looked like the talisman of Bayo, only with a different face. Because that's kind of small. And plus, I mean, it's harder to draw Scott Bakula. I just decided that one of his features was that his head would be taller than Scott Baio's head. it is. Scott Baio's definitely got more of the round head thing. Evil Zerf says, wow, Jake, you outdid yourself this April Fool's. I did almost nothing this April Fool's. This was all Riff and Xenophobe's work. I mostly just sat at home and played Oblivion. I did beat it last night in an incredibly disappointing turn of events.
What's Oblivion?
It's the newest Elder Scrolls game. It's like the Morrowind was the third one. And Daggerfall was the second one, and Hammer Slam was the Hammer Slam at Cram Hollow Dale. So I read about this game, and it's like, this game is 80 hours long, and I was like, I'm gonna play it anyway. And so I started going through just, like, the main storyline quests. It's one of those, like, it's this giant world for you to fuck around in, and there's a million quests, you know, and just, like, sidelines for you to do. And I played it like I always play PC games, on easy. And I was like, well, you know, I'm about to be done playing this game because I'm just kind of tired of it. But I'm going to go do a couple more of the main plot missions because, I'm probably, based on having spent, 11 hours playing it, I'm probably, 15% of the way through it, based on how much time I spent doing side quests and stuff. And then suddenly it's over. Like, I'm like, all right, we're doing this quest. And it's like, wait a minute, this looks an awful lot like a end-of-the-game cutscene. No, this looks an awful lot like an ending. It looks an awful lot like I've just been crowned the hero of the land. And it looks an awful lot like 75% of my side quests went away because you can't do them after you've stopped the great threat that's actually causing interesting things to happen in the kingdom. So that was kind of disappointing. I don't think of myself as the kind of person who can very easily beat in-depth console or computer RPGs.
Right.
It's on a rare occasion that I will actually stick to an RPG long enough to beat it. And I mean, this was shorter than some first-person shooters that I've played.
But that was because you just did all the main content and not the side quests?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know, man. It seems like there is 30 times as much content in side quests as there is in the main content.
Which is kind of screwy. If they say the game's 80 hours long, that shouldn't be if you find and get everything in the game.
Yeah. I mean, he's like, I would imagine that it would be considerably more than 80 hours long if you did everything. So that can't be what they mean. They might also, I mean, I read people on forums saying like that it took them 40 hours to beat it. And maybe if it wasn't on easy mode. It also does this obnoxious thing where every enemy in the game scales to your level. So it just never gets any more challenging than it is when you start out. It's like when you leave this initial area that you get out of, there's like a camp of bandits. And if you go there right away, there are these pussies wearing like shitty equipment. And if you go there when you're level 20, they're like decked out in the best gear in the game. And it's like every enemy in the game levels up as you do.
Huh.
And the only way to make it more difficult is to change the difficulty level.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There was some neat stuff in it, and I'm not going to say it's a bad game. I'm just going to say that the fact that I beat it and it's an RPG means that it's probably not very functional as an RPG.
Nah.
Anyway. What did you do this weekend? Because that's what I did.
I had an incredibly masculine weekend. I worked on wedding invitations all weekend. Although that involved me designing stuff and printing it on the giant laser printer that I bought recently. So that's kind of fun. A little graphic designing, a little printing out.
Did you glue some cloves to a doily?
No, Jess was doing all the gluing.
I see.
With the cloves.
Was she actually glowing?
Glowing cloves?
Shoving glowing cloves into the holes of a dire doily?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dire.
Hey, they're pretty.
Yeah. Right. Doily. Did you use any loose leaf reinforcements?
No, we were able to handle the loose leaf thread ourselves.
I see. Ah, boy. Gore Black says, son of a bitch, I was sure you would name the gift shop guy on April Fool's Day. Ha ha. We fooled you into thinking that.
That's the whole point of April Fool's Day, is for us to do things that you don't expect.
PBA suggests that instead of getting the jump on Count Bakula, you should get the leap on him.
Which is kind of funny.
It is. Spinnernet says, would it be possible to have the new chat color show up in /who channel queries? I don't know. I don't know. I'll look and see what it would take to do that. Let's see. Brett Day says, hey, I was listening to some old radio shows, and I wanted to respond to your comment on Iron and Wine in that M&M's ad. The way that music copyrights work is that anyone who wants to can make a cover and license it, and the original creator has no option to stop it. I know the Verve didn't want their song to show up in that Nike ad. It was either that or Nike commissioned some shitty band to try to sound as much like them as possible, and their song ends up on the ad anyway, only butchered by a bunch of hacks. That's pretty difficult for me to believe.
I think so, though. Like, you can make a cover song and put it on your album, and they really can't tell you that you can't.
But even if it's a cover song that your goal is to make it sound exactly like the original?
I think so. I mean, you have to pay whoever wrote the original song, but that doesn't mean that they can stop you from doing it.
But if it's a license, then they have the option to not give you the license. I mean,
I guess
maybe it's that they don't like once you've given somebody the license to do a cover that they could use it for whatever they want. But I don't. I mean, in the license contract that I signed for the KOL stuff for the card game, I mean, it specifically says you can't do anything with this other than make this one product. And right. You can never do anything with it that we don't approve.
Well, plus it's going to be whatever record company
happens to own. Yeah. I don't know, man. Anyway, that still sucks.
That's why I'm not in the music industry.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why I'm not.
But I'm bunch. Glebe says, what do you think of the follow-up to Guitar Hero, Cowbell Hero? Isn't there a cowbell in Taiko Drummer?
Probably. I don't think I've ever actually played Taiko Drummer.
I've played some knockoff of it in an arcade in Canada. Yeah. Guitar Hero was so much fun. I'm slowly making my way through the expert level. It's actually challenging too, because you have to beat every song in one tier to open up the next tier of songs. It just sucks when there's some song that you don't know, because not knowing the how the guitar line of a song goes makes it a lot more difficult to play it.
Huh.
And you get into some crazy shit where there's like a wheelie 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 solo, and you like gotta do that with your fingers. Huh. I mean, if it was making wheelie 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 noises, then I could win that every time.
Yeah, there should be, the next generation of Guitar Hero should have an option to allow you to play without that controller and just a microphone.
Yeah.
Making guitar noises.
Or they could have the talk box thing, the thing that blows air in your mouth and makes you sound like Frampton.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Because whenever you'd hear Frampton, he'd be like, the bass is going. Because somebody's blowing air in his mouth. That was an impression of somebody talking with air being blown into his mouth. And
I think you should have at least signed up a member of the staff there to help you with that effect.
No.
Bad A Mother 4000 is really pissed about the grimoire. You want to speak to that?
I don't know, man. All right, Bad A Mother 4000 says, here is how I feel. When you put out a new Familiar of the Month, including the Emo Squid, you tell us exactly what properties it holds, and you try to keep them more or less balanced. However, with the skills, it didn't hint to anything at all. We had no way of knowing what exactly hilarious objects would ensue. To me, I always found the idea of fighting with an over-elaborate ninja weapon hilarious, for example. Up until now, generally, the item of the month has combined humor with usefulness, making them worth sacrificing a Mr. A. I understand when you say caveat emptor for non-Latin scholars, may the buyer beware, but I just trusted you to make it all worth my while. Obviously, I was mistaken. Lastly, some say I should have waited, but generally I enjoy being among the few who dive straight into things and figure out its effects and figure out events. But hey, if everyone says I should have lurked around the forums or gone to a spoiler site or something until everything was figured out for me, then I might need to leave the game now because I was under the impression that that was not the way it was meant / needed to be played. I am the first one to appreciate a good joke, but not one that effectively makes me waste $10, and I understand the point of this game is humor, but a lot of that is ruined when you feel disenfranchised. Even if you don't do a refund or make a change, I would very much appreciate a K-mail back. You know, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't know what to say to that, besides, sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I understand that some people bought it speculating because they thought it would only be there for a day like it was last year, but...
Yeah, but that's why they call it speculating and not certainty investing, you know?
Right, and, I mean, and everything that we've done for a holiday... We have not done the same thing on the next holiday, so...
Yeah, except for the recurring stuff. I mean, and some stuff. I mean, I don't know why people expected us to do the same thing that we did last year, which was to have the item that was only available for one day and then pull it out, because, I mean, it's only a April Fool's joke if you're not expecting it. I mean, it's not... it's not an April Fool's tradition, you know? I mean, and so it's like it wouldn't have... I don't know, man. I mean, what we tried to do this year was to do what we tried to do last year, which was just make an item that was useless. And, I mean, you know, people are buying them. A lot of people are saying that they like them. I, for one, I think that it is absolutely no more or less useless than the Doppelshifter. And some people disagree with me on that. But, I mean, it's, you know, we've never done an item of the month just for hearts.
Uh-huh.
And that's what this is, you know.
And I think the reason the complaints went on so long in the forums is the forums are, the gameplay forum is not really frequented by hearts.
Like yeah.
The vocal majority in there are people who thought that, like, last month's Familiar was useless because it wasn't as good as a Sombrero.
But the thing is, it's not even a vocal majority. It's still a vocal minority. There are only four or five people in that thread saying the same things over and over again. It's like any other thread like that. Where somebody starts criticizing something, and then, like, most of the people who post in there post two or three times saying, you know, I disagree with you and here's why, but half of the posts are whoever was complaining originally. I mean, you know, I don't know, man. I, like, I understand how you could say that, all right, something being funny is not enough utility to make it worth a Mr. A, because other stuff is funny and useful. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't see people complaining about us spending our time working on the gift shop, for instance. Although, you know, that's completely unexpected, and without us even ever considering it, that ended up being something that's very useful to speed ascenders, which that was a total accident. The other thing is, I mean, people raised the point in the forums. The fact that the emo squid was useful was entirely an accident. We made something that was a combination of the two shittiest familiars in the game, the two least used and most disrespected familiars in the game. I mean, so basically the emo squid was not supposed to be useful. So we would have had some precedent in putting a completely useless item in there.
And that's not to say that following that, the items from the grimoire are going to become useful later down the line, because they're not.
Yeah.
They're going to remain useless.
I do like Riff's idea that we you know, periodically put in some new items for it to summon, just to keep it fresh. Because, I mean, we can come up with, you know, I mean, we could sit down in an hour and come up with 12 more and roll them out one a month.
Yeah.
You know, and then so that's, you know.
I kind of thought, since it was going to be in the store for the entire month instead of just a day, that we should roll like 10 more on the 15th.
Yeah.
It was like a tax day bonus.
A tax day bonus?
Uh-huh.
Did I ever tell you about how I was going to make that game called TurboTax, where it was like a flash game where somebody would hold up a poster and you'd have to click on all four corners of the poster to put in tax as fast as you could? And then I was going to call it TurboTax on the web and charge $50 for it to play it. Yeah. Sable 4 says, I was on vacation and checked KOL on April Fool's using somebody's BlackBerry. The site didn't load on it, and I thought with the redirect that KOL's address was bought out by AOL, like what happened with radio-kol.com. I didn't get home until just after rollover, and I was actually leveled for the Pickle Factory. Darn me. Darn you indeed.
So it's totally unfair that we did that, because there was somebody who couldn't get at it. No, it was on a Saturday. So, yeah, the Jews couldn't play either.
Uh-oh.
Unless they already had the computer turned on.
And the mouse over the... You know, what if you figured out some way to turn real... Like, what if you rigged up something in your house such that taking a nap would cause... Like, putting your head on a pillow would cause some elaborate pulley system to turn on every single appliance and electronic device in your house? That'd make it really hard to go to sleep, but, you know, yeah. The Gun Run says, hey guys, I have a girlfriend now. Follow up to the 1.4-hour train ride from last week. Do you have any tips to make it last? Treat her like shit.
Treat her like a princess. Treat her like the princess of shit, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, treat her like a princess made of shit.
Word. Hey, the Gunrun has a girlfriend now. I'm guessing his question frequency is going to go down a little bit.
I don't know. I'm guessing his girlfriend's going to go down a little bit.
Oh.
Ha-ha. Ho-ho.
Wait.
You know.
How old is the Gunrun?
Probably 16. So what'll happen is she'll take it in the ass a lot to preserve her virginity.
Probably.
Man, I wish I was in high school now. You know, knowing what I know now.
Knowing that you could have all the anal sex you wanted as long as you had the Christian girls.
Yeah. Let's see. Perplexed again is asking, is that the same person who asked if an adventurer again would be put in the hedge maze? I don't know. I'll have to look at how that works. The Gundren asked, when was the last time we permaban someone? That just happens. I don't know when the last time it happened was. Once you've been banned like 10 or 11 times, it just bans you forever. Jello Bois says, I think keeping rollover right where it is would be more useful. Since Arizona doesn't change and references UTC, it'll keep a stable reference for anyone around the world who plays. That way people who don't do DST won't have to deal with using it to find out rollover time. I agree. It's just that, I mean, I'm not going to go so far as to say that the people who want us to change it don't have a point. You know, I mean, because I would say that, I don't know, I tend to think of the bulk of our players as being in the continental U.S. Or, you know, I don't even know why I said the continental U.S., just in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not true. Because, I mean, if you look at the way the domains resolve, it tends to be 99% unknown, 2% other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because Xenophobe points out we don't have Apache set up to resolve people's IP addresses to domains in the logs. But, you know, whatever. It's still funny that it's... I just love seeing a pie chart that says 99% unknown, 2% other.
There are so many things wrong with that that I can't...
It's no, we know what it is. We're just not telling you the other.
Well, the fact that it's 99% and 2%.
Yeah.
I mean... What the fuck?
That's the kind of milk that I drink.
Uh huh.
99% milk. 99% milk fat. It was sort of just like when I drink milk, it's more like what most people consider eating butter.
Oh yeah. And by contrast, Dr. Van Van Mojo says, "Could you please push the server time forward for daylight savings time?" The thing is, the time that rollover happens should not really be that big of a deal.
I mean, people just get used to it. They get used to playing at a certain time, you know.
Well, everyone wants to play right after rollover, but you don't have to.
Yeah.
The server would actually run faster for you if you played at a different time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ungaro says, "What was Sneaky Pete's Day occurring just a couple weeks ago? Will it happen again on Starch 3rd, or is it moved to a new calendar day?" We're trying to figure out what to do with that, because the way that it works out is Sneaky Pete's Day will happen on actual Easter, and then Oyster in the game calendar happens the following week, which corresponds with Orthodox Easter, which I don't know what the fuck Orthodox Easter is.
No, I usually celebrate an unorthodox Easter.
Yeah. How do you celebrate?
By sleeping in and lounging around in my underwear all day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Huh. Remind me never to come over to your house on Easter.
Oh, right. You act like that's an option. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Morbank says, "Hey, Jake, I noticed there's a Count Bakula Ultra Rare Monster now. My Bitten has been named Count Bakula since I got him in August, and I even made a box of Count Bakula mock-up item before I showed it to you in the rest of radio on a JNS show long ago. Did I totally give you the idea for him? This shit is surreal." And I think that was a simultaneous discovery. Because I remember this girl that the pretentious artist was dating, who would sometimes get drunk and just be really mean to people at bars. There was this guy who looked like Count Bakula, you know, who looked like Scott Bakula, and we kept calling him Count Bakula, and then she went and talked to him, and asked him for his phone number, and then gave him my phone number and said that it was hers.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was really cool. What is it? 6:39, huh? Smidge says, "On last Thursday's show, there was talk of changing the moons. I think it would be a great idea to give the moons more complex phases. It could be introduced when guild quests arrive and the sorceress is pushed back. That way there won't be the problem of changed stat days mucking up the leaderboards."
Yeah, I wouldn't be worried about changed stat days mucking up the leaderboards anyway. If there's one thing that I like to do, it's mess with people who have this game down to a science. Because then it stops being a game, and more becomes a series of actions that you take at specific times.
Yeah. The thing is, I've been messing with different ways of messing with the moons, right? And there's just not a particularly... I can't come up with a good way of dealing with it. Like, because I don't want to dick with Ronald. I still want the calendar to be based on Ronald, because that still gives us the Crimboween thing.
Right.
happening.
Yeah,
which I don't want to get rid of that because that's going to be fun. But it's just I don't know, every way that I came up with of trying to like desync Ronald and Grimace, it just ends up being exactly the same pattern with slightly different timings. You know, and it's like if the only real way to change it up would be to give Grimace a different number of phases than Ronald, and then they would never match. So we'd have to kind of change the way that Moxie days worked, at least. I mean, I would like for the stat days to be unpredictable, but the thing is, I mean, if we leave any of them based on Ronald, they're not going to be unpredictable, you know, because it's still going to be like a mysticality day every 8 days. And then it's, I don't know, man. I couldn't come up with any very good ideas. I spent an entire 3 or 4 hour period just staring at this spreadsheet and messing with numbers, and I was trapped in a mire of evil moon madness.
That's lunacy.
Yeah. You and Riff making the same joke at the same time.
Yeah. Me and Riff are the same person.
That's true.
That's why I felt that he wouldn't be insulted if I called him a creepy gnome.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be insulted if he called me a creepy gnome.
Right. You'd just be like a creepy guy whose torso is 3 times as long as his legs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Walk around like a midget. But you're tall. You're like the world's tallest midget.
Yep. I am the world's fattest thin man.
You are.
Yeah. I'm thinking that there are probably thin people that are fatter than me. Or fat people who are thinner than I am. And, yeah, this is going absolutely nowhere.
Prydary says, what about combining the rubber emo row and a banjo string to make anal beads of loathing? It should probably cause sleazy damage.
There's already anal beads in Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah, I would think you would want to use something other than a banjo string as the... I don't know. It seems like you'd cut yourself. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Rudd says, how about letting people with two of the same color traffic cones meat paste them together to make a Madonna bra? You can't have two of the same color traffic cones, I don't think.
Are they not tradable?
No, they're not. Some people got them duplicated in White Wednesday, though. I see. Archangel UK says, the comet that's going to strike the moon should be called Spurlock, or maybe, as opposed to Halley, the Blitzkrieg Bop comet.
That's kind of funny.
Because there was Hale Bop.
Yeah.
The Bop comet. I still think, though, that Mayor McCheese would be the good name for the comet. I've got this whole plot thread idea for when that happens. I just don't... We got to figure out what it's actually going to do to the moon when it hits. Because then, man, oh yeah, you'll see what happens then, man. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm choking on a mouthful of fruit juice that went down my trachea.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and it just won't stop. Because it can't, and it won't, and it don't stop. Yeah. Okay.
So. Primavera Angel here says, what are the chances that we will ever get a creature that can only be harmed by elemental attacks? Or better yet, a zone that you, that way you have to have certain skills to go there. I would say the chances of that are 100%. King, what? Yeah, of course. Torgo says, will the Naughty Sorceress to 13 come out before the end of the NS Hardcore contest in mid-July? It might, I don't know. It depends. We'll see.
I mean, the plan on that was to try and have it done before Comic-Con, wasn't it?
I believe so. Yeah. I don't know, though. I don't know how reasonable that is.
Yeah.
Strong Bad Fan EX says, how come you can fumble with ranged weapons? Let's see if you can explain that, guys. Have you ever dropped a... crossbow on your foot, because it hurts, and it's possible.
And if you were dropping it even as you fired it, you would still miss. So, that makes sense.
Yep.
Fineldar says, Dear Mr. Skullet, I went to a restaurant and they have all kinds of pineapple stuff, even Hawaiian pizza. Don't you love Hawaiian pizza? Pineapple.
Pineapple.
I mean, stuff that you can miss a lot. It's when it's gone. Mr. Skullhead also says, Fineldar, why don't you have a period in your name? If you could be like Mr. T, first name Mr., middle name period, last name T. Oh, if you did, you could be like Mr. T.
My name is actually Mer Skullhead, but nobody pronounces it right.
Well, you could be like Dr. I mean, there's no period in Dr. Pepper.
That's true.
Yeah, he's not a real doctor, says CFO.
But he is a real pepper.
He is an actual pepper. He lives like a pepper.
I don't know. Archangel UK's question is a little, I don't know if I want to ponder that. If the office staff were trapped on a desert island with little to no food, who would be eaten first? Probably hot stuff.
Probably the cat.
Yeah.
I would imagine hot stuff would be all gristly.
Yeah.
Plus, I'd say he's the probably the most evil among us. So he would just vanish as soon as we got there, and we wouldn't find out what happened to him until we were already dead.
And then we'd find out?
No. Yeah, okay. Sure. Fineldar says, instead of the superfluous fountain, you should put a statue of the dev team, and all the adventurers can pull it down and put you out of power. You know, it's weird. I don't understand why people keep setting up governments that way, such that all you have to do is pull down the statue and you get to take over the country.
Yeah, that makes no sense at all.
I mean, because, I don't know if, like, the statue just always contains some sort of, like, mind control antenna or what. You know, so, but it seems like as soon as that statue gets knocked down, yeah.
Although, actually, it would have to be the invading army from RuneScape that pulled the statue down and then proceeded to take power.
Hmm.
If we want to get all political and shit.
Yeah, I was kind of pissed off. The Game Informer did a top 10 games you haven't heard of article, and RuneScape was on there, and we weren't.
That's because everybody's heard of us.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot, yeah.
We have maximum market saturation. We are totally fucked.
I mean, we've been in Game Informer before, but I don't know. Yeah. I Rock Your World 1993.
Wow.
Who's our favorite person. Where did you get the idea for the April Fool's joke? It was in the Concordance.
Oh, that's the other thing. You can't blame us for anything we do.
Yeah. You blame that angel.
Yep.
And Jesus. The Pompano says, KOL needs more pies for the last time. I demand pies. Thank you, the Pompano. Freak 2100 says it needs more evil hamsters.
Maybe we should just put in an evil hamster pie.
Ooh. Pantsleeve says, do you control which weird records and other kinds go up on the boards, or are they randomly chosen by the system? They're randomly chosen by the system.
Yep.
O'Grady says, what is your policy on people who delete clan forums? My policy on that is that you should not have given them the ability to delete things in your forum.
Yes.
And Naked Jew says, how do you solve a problem like Zmobi Maria? What?
I would think you would solve it with brains.
Do you get that? Is it a...
Yeah, how do you solve a problem like Maria? Is a song and Sound of Music?
Oh. Huh. Well, I guess I just wasn't gay enough to understand that, that reference. I'm sorry, guys.
I seriously doubt that.
Yeah. Urban Kenobi says that the new skill is doesn't have a skill description. Maybe that's because it's not marked. Public. Oh, we probably should. All right. Naked Jew says, any chance of Jick or any of the asymmetric crew making a New York City appearance anytime soon? I was in New York City in January. But every time somebody talks to Mr. Skullhead, they're like, you ain't in New York City, baby!
Yeah, and then I go, New York City! And then they go,
get a rope.
Yeah.
But I hear that everyone is our friend there.
It does seem like it. They're very amiable chaps there. I would like to go to New York City at some point, because I've never been. But I don't know where that fits into this entire year's worth of travel that's already kind of laid out.
Huh, really? What do you got going on for the year? We got Seattle in August.
There's, wedding is travel, Comic-Con, Glory in August, and then Seattle.
Oh, right. That's that place where you go to that hole.
Yep. with a bunch of hands. And then if they do another KOL London, I assume we're all going to go over there.
Are they thinking about doing another like December one? Or?
I think so. Maybe a little bit earlier, since now we're not in school.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun. Senor Random says, Dear Jake, could we use the facsimile dictionary to make other things like the A shield or the S word sword or a B knee along with the alpha male pants to make an outfit? A shield isn't funny.
Yeah.
The S word sword is. I don't know. No.
Or some C rations.
Or a D cup to drink stuff out of.
To drink Tempests out of.
Oh, wow. That's something that we're going to have to say the next time we see somebody with big bouncy titties. Look, a Tempest in a D cup.
Word.
Yeah. I mean, with titties actually, like, bouncing.
Yeah. Because otherwise it would just be, you know, big old titties in a D cup.
Right, yeah, it'd be like, you know, smooth sailing in a D cup.
Yeah.
The partly cloudy, you know. Liquidy Poo says, what are the uses of the nude eye, squash frog, and salamander spleen? You don't know yet. O'Grady says, just thought you should know, in a few months, it will be 6/6/06. At 6:66, 7:06 p.m., the Antichrist will come and the world will in.
Will in what?
We here in the clan, the OCE, want to warn everybody. We'll be in chat the next few months dressed in the traditional garb of prophetress, tattered old clothes and crazy beards. We shall warn the masses of this impending threat. He truth shall be revealed.
You shall know the typo, and the typo shall set you free.
Yeah.
Word.
Fred Levi says, shouldn't I be able to force open the sunken chest with my crowbar? You can. That's what it's for.
As long as you do it under the right conditions.
Yeah.
Let me say real quick to Custard Pants, the whole McPhee thing, it's like stealing $10 out of a stranger's pocket and leaving a post-it note with a joke on it in return. I really think it could maybe be upped a little. No, it's not. It's like going into Archie McPhee's and paying $10 for something that is entertaining and doesn't do anything. I just don't think that anybody who's complaining about this hasn't spent $10 on something that was briefly entertaining and otherwise useless.
And the people who are complaining about it, I really believe they spent money expecting it to be something that vanished and then made them a shitload of meat in the mall, which wasn't going to happen anyway. I mean, that's not the way speculation works. If something is exactly the same as it was last year, everybody and their brother is going to try to do it, and it's not going to be profitable anymore.
Yep.
I mean, I knew this would happen, and I looked at the donation totals, and I was like, God damn it. You know, but nothing that we did, nothing we could have done was going to satisfy everybody. So, you know, a couple people are pissed off, but a couple of people are going to be pissed off no matter what we do.
Damn. So we focus on the people like Thistlehair, who says, huzzah, times three to Jick et al. For 4-1. Cite Pimp Rocked, and I adore the item of the month. I think it's awesome to have something that is just there for the fun of it. Thank you, and keep it coming. Thank you, and keep it coming. And I keep Jick's mom coming. And E.E.
You keep E.E. coming?
Yep.
Yeah, that's... Mad Cow Chef says, thank you for the grimoire. This is my favorite Mr. Store item yet. Thank you, Mad Cow Chef. Could you make it so we can shop in Ronin and things just go to Hank's? It would help my gift packages. I don't know. Okay, right, yeah, that's true. No way for the stuff to go into Hank's except to Ascend, and that's an important feature. Right. There's no code for that. I am Soup Combo says, hey, when are we going to see some new shirt designs in the store? That is an excellent question. I actually today had Zlania order the shirts for two new designs that we will, I don't know, couple weeks probably is what it'll take to get, although, you know, we're not going to have pictures of them. But you know what? No, Hot Stuff will be here at the end of this month. So we can have another girls taking off their shirts a lot at my house party.
When are you going to get the X10 cam in there?
You know.
Because they're always changing in the same room. And
if only I knew where to buy an X10 cam. If only...
there was some option to do so several times a day.
Yeah, which is really not anymore.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the ladies' under things to go in because I think Jazzerfly is going to look really cute in them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, you could just get some plain white granny panties and a Sharpie.
Yeah, I could. Don't we have those in the office now? And they're just not on the store yet?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't actually talked to Zly about it. I'm trying to pretend that we're not doing that at all. So, I mean, it's like, if she tells me, you know, if she tells me to put it in the store and says that there's pictures or whatever, then that's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we're making you think about women in their underwear, because I know you hate that.
Yeah. I hate women in their underwear. That's what that means. You fucking boy shorts. Oh, look, I can pretend my girlfriend is a boy.
I can pretend my girlfriend has a really nice ass that is accentuated by these boy shorts.
Yeah, you would have to pretend that.
Oh!
But I'm punch.
You win this round.
Yeah. This round ass. Okay, you know something that bothers me about Firefox?
What bothers you about Firefox?
Whenever I in Internet Explorer, whenever I reload the radio bugbear questions, it puts me back where I had scrolled down to. Firefox scrolls back to the top.
But then you just hit the slash key. And
what?
That brings up the search window.
What?
And then you type in searching, and it searches character by character instead of making you type in an entire
word.
Well,
that's good. Yeah, so every time I want to reload, I have to memorize something that's on the...
Or just, you know, pay attention to where you are on the screen, man.
Yeah, but, man, the people send in the same questions over and over again at different times, and so it's hard to...
Sure, sure they do, honey.
Brad McDickerson says, thanks for advertising my sitepimp.com service. Well, you're welcome, Mr. McDickerson. Figured it was the least we could do for you finding our domain for us.
How about we play some music?
Okay.
Yeah, we're right about in the middle. I've got... Yeah, pretty much 11 minutes, maybe 12.
All right, man.
Currently wearing a black shirt and a black pair of pajama pants and some black socks, and I'm looking at getting a Cadillac so I can be a time bomb. You back with us, Jake?
I am. Are you really wearing black socks?
Yeah, I mean, I don't wear black socks to lounge around the house. I was wearing them to work today with my stunning ensemble.
Huh.
Yeah.
You work with a stunning ensemble?
Uh-huh. It's just this bunch of guys who are really great.
Three guys that... You get two that play the taser and one that plays the pepper spray.
Yep.
Yeah. Remind me never to go to one of your shows. Oh, boy. So, yeah, I didn't exactly recharge or anything. You know, I think this is the first time I've ever done this show without drinking.
Oh, that's what the problem is.
That's what's the matter, yeah. No, I know. I know I have whiskey. You know what else I have is the whiskey is water, apparently, because my desk is completely covered with water, and I don't know why. I think it might have been condensation from the baked potato I just ate.
Okay.
Well, it was warm, and it sat there for a long time, and, you know. Because I got it, and then went on the radio, and then, here, let me wipe this off. I'll be a lot more comfortable. Oh, man, I made a clean spot on this desk. Yeah. no drinking because it's too early. I got up at... I managed to get myself out of bed at like 2:30 this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
So I might be able to keep cranking that back a little earlier. That was part of the reason that Dub 3 was down for so long today. Because I didn't get the phone call in the morning. Not that under optimum circumstances I would get a phone call at 9 in the morning, you know?
Yeah.
Mike, I really need to get another phone. Because this thing is, it's getting about 24 hours before it dies of standby. So, it's just always on the charger. And I'm not aware enough of my surroundings at any given point to, you know, reliably... remember to take my phone with me when I go from the house to the office or vice versa. I got chargers both places. Yeah. And then half the time when I try to use my phone, it just doesn't do anything.
You should get a Razor. Those things are awesome. Because yeah, then you try to answer the phone and you end up just cutting your ear.
Say, and then I could shave while I was talking on the phone. What kind of phones does... What do I use? T-Mobile? We both use T-Mobile, right?
Yeah. That's why it's free for us to stay up all night talking.
Oh, I know. Just like we used to. Handheld and Sidekick. There's a Black... I could get a BlackBerry.
Did they decide if BlackBerries are going to quit working or not? There was that whole patent dispute thing going on.
I could get a Sidekick to Mr. Cartoon. It's designed by Mr. Cartoon.
Who the
fuck is Mr. Cartoon? It's like a Sidekick, except it's all drawn on.
Yeah, I saw that thing in the store. It's hideous.
You can skin it, or get crystals from New York City Peach. What the fuck is wrong with everything?
We were looking for some jewelry for Jess to wear in St. Louis because she forgot to pack all of her jewelry, and went into some accessory store, you know, that sells things for like $10, and they were selling bling kits, which consisted of a bunch of little plastic crystals that you could stick on things. They had like, stick these on your car radio. Here's the car radio bling kit, and the cell phone bling kit, and the electric bling kit. And I was like, this is retarded. Yeah. So, yeah, that was my entire story, by the way.
That's a great story. Looks like there's some neat phones on here. Maybe it's like, see, the problem is I got this fucking Sidekick so that I would never be without the ability to like, SSH into the server and fix stuff if I needed to. But really, I don't need to do that anymore because what I need to be able to do is call the guy who gets paid to fix the stuff.
Yeah.
So I could totally just get a regular phone now. I'm free. I'm free of the shackles of this game. I'm not really free. I want a regular phone. All I want is a regular phone. You know, never mind. They have bar-shaped phones. Oh, they have a bar-shaped phone. It's free. And it's like, once you get past it, you have to push the button that's shaped like the bouncer to hang up, and the button that's shaped like the cocktail waitress to dial. You get it? It's bar-shaped.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm funny. It's funny when I talk. You're just letting me hang here.
Yep.
You're just...
Keep twisting.
Yeah.
We got a lot of people asking what the URL for the radio is, and I don't think our answer is going to do them any good.
No, I don't think so either.
Not only that, but I don't know what the... What's the radio website now? Is it Radio Free Loathing?
No, it's. I think it's radio-kol.net, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Radio-kol.
Yeah, there it is.
.net. Yeah. Okay. That's. I supposedly look at this all the time to figure out who I'm supposed to hand off to and check in with and stuff. But you know, I just never do any of the things that they require DJs to do, and nobody ever yells at me about it.
Yeah.
Which. I don't know. Maybe they think they can't. Yeah. Although, you know, if it was Amplitude, I don't see why he wouldn't feel like he could tell me to go fuck myself. But, you know. Yeah. Kirana says, can you pronounce Jairukaze? I don't know if I can pronounce it correctly, but I can pronounce it.
Jairukamata hua. No. I can't do it at all.
You can't do it?
Nope.
Why is the plural of green snow cone snow cones green? Because it's funny.
Yep.
Gamelli says, you're sick of this question, but how's the custom avatar form backlog coming along? About half of them, I believe, have gotten done in the last 4 days. So it's coming along. There's going to be, again, there's going to be a clarification of the guidelines for those. And, you know, we keep saying we're just going to reject 90% of them. But the thing is, you reject it, somebody sends you a ridiculous request. You reject it, they come back with something that's different but equally ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You're like, okay, no Anna, you know, they're like, okay, I want George Carlin juggling tacos while riding a motorcycle. And then you're like, no animation, no art that doesn't already exist in the game. Okay, make it Danny DeVito juggling tacos on a motorcycle, but the motorcycle can be standing still as long as there's still clouds of exhaust coming out of the back of it. So then, we've also started when we reject custom avatar forms, instead of sending them the form back, we send them 5 Mr. Accessories back because they'll be less likely to buy another one. Because, I mean, as it stands now, sending them the form back, there's zero likelihood of them just giving up.
Right.
The people who just can't understand the guidelines. Anyway, so it's getting better. There have been a bunch done. Yeah. Darkblade says, a random question, but do you ever laugh at the other players in KOL, mostly people like me who've been playing for a while but are not really special? I never laugh at anyone.
Yeah.
You people, you're the heroes.
The unsung heroes.
The heroes,
of
man.
The working class.
Let's see. Sarducci Jr. says, is it really possible for anyone to make or find hot stuffing? Yes, yes it is. It's not easy to make, but it's possible. No, yeah, neither is pimping, says Xenophobe. And Xenophobe should know that pimping ain't easy.
It is hard out there for a pimp.
But damn, it feels good to be a gangsta. Mm. Reading some stuff, looking at some stuff. O'Grady says, have you watched the video Moscow? Do a video search for Moscow on Google and click the first video with a guy called DeChingis Khan. It is great.
I'm guessing that's something we don't want to do during the show.
Yeah, no, it's not. He links to it. Let's see. Fusiliban kind of wants that for his avatar now. I never should have said that about George Carlin juggling tacos while riding a motorcycle. Mm. Vlad Slipshod loves McPhee's Grimoire of Hilarious Object Summoning.
Excellent.
Thank you, Vlad Slipshod. High on Bread says, is there ever a possibility of releasing a bare-bones source code version of KOL? Not with everything, items, quests, etc. coded in, but as a base for other online games or something? It would really be impossible to separate the code from the game because so much stuff is hard-coded. And we also, I mean, you know, having people look at the source code makes it more likely for them to find ways of cheating that they don't have to tell us about. Fusiliban says, your search, George Carlin juggling tacos on a motorcycle, did not match any documents.
Aww.
That's suppressed. Six Feet Under says, I was just curious if you play or have played any other RPGs besides World of Warcraft. I asked because I found an RPG just like World of Warcraft, but completely free, Silk Road Online. No, I've never played that or heard of that. World of Warcraft takes up the very limited amount of time that I feel like spending playing RPGs as it stands. I have to take another, like, week break from World of Warcraft to get my rest experience built back up now anyway. And now that I beat Oblivion, I don't know what I'm going to do. I guess I'll have to start masturbating more.
Is that possible?
I think so. I don't think the protein loss would kill me if I upped it to 15 times a day instead of 12, you know.
You need to get a dormouse.
Xenophobe suggests getting a dormouse. So that way I'll get an extra turn for every 12 times I masturbate instead of every 15.
Yep. Fat Chocobo, knock it the fuck off.
Gorblack says, oh no, I'm so disoriented. The clocks were set forward an hour. Is Bush still the president? Did the Cubs win the series? Oh, I'm so lost. Pussies. that's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
But, you know, fuck you.
We never said that that it was hard for us to understand daylight savings time. We just said that we are smart enough to not participate in it as a state.
Yep.
And there are very few things that our state is smart enough to do or not do.
Yeah. I got a new driver's license with a new picture of me on it that actually looks like me. That was exciting.
Does it look like you plus 50 pounds like a lot of your pictures do?
No, it doesn't, actually. I maybe look a little older, but I think I'm actually losing a little bit of weight. I've been eating way, way less fast food and drinking less beer. Mm-hmm. Not because I've been drinking less, but because I've been drinking more whiskey.
Ah, excellent.
So, I mean, really, it's a way to get healthy and spiral even deeper into my alcoholism.
Right.
Fantastic.
So did you get over the problem you had with your wife cooking meals for you?
The problem that I had.
Well, she said that you didn't like it when she cooked meals for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't really like it when people do stuff for me, but I don't know. I mean, you know, if she cooks for more people than just me, including her, then that's okay. Or if I help, you know. I don't mind if I like, do the dishes afterwards and stuff. We've also just been buying a lot of stuff that we can just eat, you know, that doesn't require a lot of preparation.
Uh-huh.
Or else, like, cooking something big and eating leftovers. Or just, you know, eating, like, you know, I feel like, honestly, like, you can find restaurants where stuff is just not nearly as bad for you as, like, Jack in the Box, you know? I mean, it's like,
yeah.
It's not like eating out is in and of itself a bad thing. Anyway, go somewhere, get something tasty. Not even, like, a salad or something, but, you know, just, like, a real sandwich made out of stuff, you know, that you could make at home if you wanted to. You couldn't make a Jack in the Box hamburger at home.
No, because you don't have the weird mongoose meat to put in the...
They have some sort of like green glowing gem underneath every Jack in the Box that anything even remotely absorbent that gets heated up within like 100 yards of it just fills up with grease.
Yeah.
It's like the gem is some gateway to the elemental plane of grease. Where everybody's like, you're the one that I want. You're the one I want. Woo hoo hoo, honey.
If I knew any Greek words, I would say them right now, but...
The elemental plane of Greece. Yeah, I didn't even make that connection. I knew this girl from Greece named Mary Ellen Apostolopoulos.
Uh-huh.
And this guy from Greece named Yanni Ekonomou, who we called Johnny Economy, because that's just a good name for, like, a superhero.
It is.
That guy was cool. He was my partner in a psychology project that we had to do. Yeah. Good old Johnny Economy and good old Mary Ellen Apostolopoulos. Where are they now? The Thunderdome, says Zaku, needs a makeable weapon. A what?
A makeable weapon? But hey.
Zaku's, okay, maybe some kind of clockwork morning star.
Hmm.
Wow. Like an automatic morning star would be really dangerous.
Yeah.
You wind it up and it just whirls the ball with spikes on it around. Or...
And then when you use it, you get kicked out of heaven.
Why would you get kicked out of heaven for using it? Oh, like Lucifer. I get it.
The morning
Since
star.
Lucifer was the morning star. Oh, wow. Xenopho busts out the mad Bible mythology. Who would have thought? The only reason I know that is from, like, Sandman comics.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you can learn a lot about Jesus by watching Kevin Smith movies. Is Kevin Smith making some new horrible movie?
He's making a sequel to Clerks.
Okay, but... There was some. He's not making something new with Ben Affleck in it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But the sequel to Clerks looks like it could end up being as good as Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, which is not good at all.
What, you didn't like Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
I agree with Burning Annie in that that movie was just kind of a commercial for all of his other movies.
Well, I mean, that commercial was like a movie for all of his other commercials.
Wow.
It was like, I don't feel like he was trying to make a good movie. I feel like he was like, hey, look, a budget. I mean, that was, to me, like, Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back was his Breakfast of Champions, you know?
Well, he said, like, if this is great, people are giving me a whole bunch of movie, and I'm making this really crappy, insular, and masturbatory movie. I mean, he was saying that while it was in production, and I just thought he was joking.
Yeah,
so,
nothing wrong with insular and masturbatory.
Yeah.
MaxGuy56 says, did you get a chance to look at that video of my KOL platformer? I was wondering what you thought. It, yeah, I did. I'd like to talk to you more about that, to find out what you made that in and whatever, because that seems like it's got some potential. It's, there's something weird about the way the graphics scale that makes it look a little unsatisfying, I think, but, I don't know. I mean, it was a platformer,
mm-hmm.
And it used those sound effects that Xenophobe and Riff made on the air one time. Fusiliban says, a fun fact, Lucifer and Jesus were both, at one time or another, known as the Morning Star.
Huh.
Let's see. Iman says, you mentioned maybe making a TPS food item. I suggest stainless steel chopsticks. You can eat the chow mains faster, more powerfully, or throw them at the hermit. You can throw anything at the hermit. You just have to figure out how.
Of course.
High on Bread says, Arena was the first Elder Scrolls game. Oh, okay. Dark Horse says, actually, it's the Elder Scrolls series, not the Morrowind series. I know. I must have. Yeah.
People are asking me if I can do anything about the buffering on the radio, and no. I have no idea why that happens, but let's see. We've got...
Ron says the first Oblivion is called Arena, not Hammer Slam. Really, I genuinely thought that it was Hammer Slam was the name of it. Because it was like more of a Super Mario Brothers style game.
It was like having breakfast at Denny's.
Yeah. A Denny's that is in the process of being converted to a hardware store.
No, just that they would ask you if you would like Hammer Slam.
Oh, Hammer Slam. I get it. Okay. Like super, super salad?
Uh-huh.
let's see. Gorblex says, could you make D&D specs of some monsters in KOL? An occasional Were Taco or Lames or Noob would really liven up my game. I can't because you guys would make fun of me if I made D&D specs for a monster because it would be like 1970s edition D&D specs. Because
right.
I don't have any. I think I found a used copy of like the second edition Dungeon Master's Guide or something, but even that's like 15 years old. I don't know what D&D is like. Isn't it all that D20 crap now? So all the stats are just 20 for everything. There you go. 20 hit points, 20 strength, 20 experience for beating it, 20 gold pieces, average treasure. They always appear in groups of 20. They prefer 20 climate. They don't list the climate that they prefer anymore. 'Cause that, yeah. Yeah. Richtofen says, so, JNS, what would you do if you heard or attempted to sing the English version of the Soviet national anthem, as shown here? I don't know.
I think I've heard the Soviet national anthem.
Have you?
And I didn't do anything.
The first week that I was in college, I went to this party, and there was this, like, at the time, I was like, man, what's that old man doing here? Because he was, like, 30. Now I don't feel that way anymore.
Right.
Although I wonder, like, he was like an Austrian foreign exchange student, like, living in the dorm. That would be fucking awesome. Like, I mean, well, maybe it wouldn't be for like, an American to go somewhere because it would just be, like, everybody spitting on him and peeing in his soup and stuff. Because, you know, that's what they do to us. They spit on us and pee in our soup.
Absolutely.
They don't even bother to do it while we're not looking. It sucks. Anyway, so... And there was also, like, this 28-year-old Russian foreign exchange student girl, and they ended up hooking up that, which, big surprise there. But anyway, just drunkenly bellowing the Austrian national anthem. And I was like, hey, I'm in college. Because there's some guy drunkenly bellowing the Austrian national anthem. That's what college meant to me. I don't think I even drank at that point. I was like, what? Drinking is bad for you, and beer tastes bad. What is wrong with all of you people? Shouldn't you be studying? Actually, I would have been all like, shouldn't you be playing Magic instead of going to class?
Yeah, I was going to say, you really didn't do that well in your
first
try.
For the first, like, couple weeks, I was okay.
Right.
Before classes actually started.
Yeah.
I was a model student. Let's see. Sir Phil Shady says, when the Nutty Sorcerer's quest is moved to 13 and new quests are added, will the length of Ronin change? Yes. It will probably go back to 1,000 to begin with. Or, I don't know, maybe it'll go to 700,000. And then it'll go down as soon as all the leaderboard runs are below 699,900, then we'll reduce it to that. Yeah. Snack Admiral says, my friend Punky Meadows seems to have lost his giant castle map. I have no idea how. We sent in a bug report, but it may have been overlooked. Please help. Okay.
I'll take a look at that. I don't think that there's a way that that can happen, but if it did, then it could be an issue. Because, I mean, it's a quest item. Are you sure it's not in the closet? Are you? Yeah. I wait for an answer from him? Because I'm clever. Let me log on as that guy. I mean, I don't have the ability to... Don't do what? I wouldn't log in as this guy. That wouldn't help. Inventory. Let's see. In his quest items, there's no giant castle map. There is a Dr. Hobo's map and a pile of shiny pebbles. How is that still sitting there? That shouldn't be. Campground. Nope. Huh. I don't know, man. I'll take a look at this at some point. I was hoping to, like... just figure it out, and then everybody would be all impressed that I could just figure something out. Because people think that I'm incapable of figuring anything out ever. Yeah. Okay. Gleeb says, it was funny. Where does it say that the Mr. Store item has to be better than a Mr. A? Yeah, it doesn't.
Because there's no way to say what is better than a Mr. A. And for people had been saying that the Grimoire wasn't worth it because you couldn't sell it for as much as a Mr. A, and that's one thing. People are saying, you know, it's not as useful for my speed run as a Mr. A is. It's a different thing, and I don't know. For a heart, it creates a lot of funny items that they can trade around, so for them it is more useful than a Mr. Mm-hmm. A.
Gorblex says, yes, you've told us your TurboTax joke 11 times. Gorblex, you're being mean. He also says that's not really in the spirit of the spirit of the Sabbath. Yeah, but neither is leaving the TV on from the day before. Duty says don't be racist on a Pulic radio.
At least you didn't say a pubic radio.
I didn't know we had a Pulic radio.
Okay, is making fun of Jews racist or religionist? Because we were making fun of the religion, so that's not at all racist.
Well, but I mean, isn't it? Aren't they sort of inseparable? Aren't they sort of intertwined? I don't know. I mean, if a woman converts to Judaism, can a woman convert to Judaism?
Yeah.
I know that a man could convert to Judaism by marrying a Jewish woman and converting. A woman can convert, but then are her children considered Jewish?
Well, that's the thing. If you're, it depends on whether you're talking about ethnicity or religion. That's. So, there are plenty of people who are ethnically Jews who don't practice the religion.
Yeah, but see, I would still call those people Jews.
Yeah, you certainly would.
I mean, I would because I'm an asshole and I call people Jews anyway. It's just a general purpose derogatory term that I use. My wife calls people faggot. I call people Jew.
Right.
Yeah. Just kidding, Jews. I love you. Gorblex says, speaking of Jewish loopholes, oral sex isn't considered sex in our tradition. So, wow. See, Clinton should have just converted to Judaism.
Absolutely.
Was Monica Lewinsky Jewish?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell with a name like Lewinsky.
Yeah, she could have just as easily been African American.
Yeah. Well, you know, because President Lewinsky. Yeah. Get it? Because all black people have presidents' last names.
Right.
That was the handy thing about my wife taking my name. She finally got her president's last name.
Hmm. I don't even know what her last name was before.
Yeah, it's probably not...
not something you want to...
Not something
yeah,
that needs to be
public.
Don't
say it on the air. But yeah. Okay, I want to send a message out to all of you who can hear the sound of my voice. When an item says it is untradeable, that means you can't send it between accounts at all. If somebody says to you, I want to borrow your spooky hockey mask, but it's untradeable because it's a rare, so that means we can't use the trade system, so send it to me in a K-mail. Don't fucking do it. This has happened 3 times in the past day, and it's the same scam in different people. Just like, oh, it's an untradeable item, so that means you can't use the trade system to trade it, so just send it to me in a K-mail, then I'll send you 30 million meat. And that's
yep.
Just real, real dumb. So stop it.
Lilith says, can't you give Grimace a mini-moon? It could be like a half-step blockage of light or something, slowing the process. That is interesting, actually, yeah. If the comet, yeah, let's say the comet broke off a perfectly spherical section of Grimace that turned into a moon orbiting the moon, and that could have whatever phase we wanted, and it could just be something that was always lit but just sort of interfered with Grimace. Get in here.
I'm trying to grimace audibly. It's not really working.
Oh, boy. Dark Horse says, I like my predictable Moxie days. Yeah, well, you know, people in Berlin liked it when that wall was still up.
But yeah, they were all about that.
Yeah, no, they were like, don't tear down our wall. We hate those faggots. And the people on the other side were like, we hate those Jews. That's funny, because people in Berlin were never like, we hate Jews.
No, ever.
Oh, man. I got some problems. Gorblex says, to change the days, you should make a parody of Majora's Mask or Armageddon as Grimace hurtles closer to the kingdom. Yeah. We could send Bruce Willis with a bomb. Only he'd have to get a bigger bomb bag. I'm trying to make some Majora's Mask / Bruce Willis jokes. They're just not, they're not coming out of me. Ho, ho, ho. Now I have a slingshot. was there a slingshot in, I guess there wasn't really a slingshot in Majora's Mask.
He had a bow.
He had a bow, okay. All right. What did that Tingle dude say? Tingle Kulu Limpa, motherfucker. Given some time, I could come up with some funny ways to combine Bruce Willis and Majora's Mask. It just, hey, thanks for your help, pricks. What did Tingle say? It just Tingle Kulu Limpa? That guy was fucking creepy. And
I thought it was like Klaatu Barada Tingle.
I'm looking at this image. He made us a pie chart that said 99% bad MS paint, 2% other.
99%?
Yeah, that's the thing. Glebe says, how funny do you think it is that your wife has the only sex toy in the game? I think it's pretty funny. She wasn't my wife when she got it. She doesn't, says Zeno. Does Mr. Skullhead's paddle count as a sex toy?
Oh,
Mick has the fuzzy bracelets, yeah.
Those are just bracelets.
Yeah,
they're not
totally
a sex toy.
Well, hers isn't a sex toy either. It's a string of chocolates.
Oh, God. That's much better.
Yeah. Wow. That would be a great gag gift item. Chocolate balls on a string.
And you just never know if they were clean or not.
What? Why wouldn't they be clean?
I don't know if you... I thought you were still talking about putting them into asses.
No. I was talking about putting them into your mouth to eat because they're delicious balls of chocolate.
Ah. Would they be also salty at all?
Yeah. So what was the deal with that? I read something about the South Park thing with Chef and some April Fool's prank.
The April Fool's thing is that it got back together.
So it was they were lying when they said that it was just a hoax?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the joke. That's very meta funny.
Oh, so they claimed that it was a hoax that Isaac Hayes left the show?
Yeah.
And for a minute, we all believed that Isaac Hayes wasn't stupid.
Yeah, it's cruel. I mean, you know, Scientology can't be as bad as... I don't know, man. Like, it's like a club for rich people. I don't even... if you didn't think of it as a religion, then I don't think
people would have as many problems with it as they do, and I don't think anybody who does it really thinks of it as a religion. I mean, I just really feel like if you're somebody like Tom Cruise, it's not like just some organization trying to fuck you out of money. I think that there's got to be some reason that so many really wealthy people are members of the organization. There's got to be something going on that we're not aware of, because there is no fucking way that so many people who have, like, handlers would be allowed to do something like that, you know? Riff's explaining.
Because it's like free publicity.
Okay, so they say that Riff says Scientologists are just really nice to the rich people because it's like free publicity for Scientology. But the thing is, I don't see them ever bringing it up. I only ever see people giving them shit about being Scientologists, and they're like, shut up, leave me alone. You know, I mean, they're never trying... Like, celebrities, I've never seen them try to proselytize. I mean,
Whoa, Chick. Chick's gone. Am I gone? No, I'm still on. Huh.
Hey there, do you got me now?
Yeah, I got you now.
All right, I've pulled my... I rolled my chair over the wires on the headset, and it pulled it out of the thing. So, huzzah.
I have actually seen Scientologists proselytize. Like, John Travolta, every interview he gives, he's like, Scientology is the reason that my career is in the place it is right now.
Huh.
Which is hardly a recommendation, but... He's like, Scientology, you know, the Scientologists told me to do Pulp Fiction, and then, you know, Pulp Fiction was awesome, and it's like, but then the Scientologists also told you to do Lucky Numbers, and that was awful.
And Battlefield Earth.
Yeah.
Really, Scientology sort of wrote that one for you, and, yeah.
It must be tough having the guy who wrote your holy scripture also have written a whole bunch of shitty sci-fi.
Yeah.
Because it is unbelievably shitty.
It's very long, though. It's got that going for it.
Yeah. If something's going to be really awful, it can at least be long.
Yeah, yeah.
Like my... yeah, no.
Let's see, I was trying to think of something long and awful. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's not long.
That's too long. How long is it? About an hour and a half? Yeah. About an hour and a half too long.
Oh.
Ah. Yeah, that would have been funnier if I hadn't had to set myself up for it. let's see. Slowunmi says, how about another Seal Clubber skill, dual wield, that lets you attack with Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr? Except you can't say it if you have a mouthful of cookies and no milk.
Aaron Burr! Aaron Burr!
Erau Quizi Dilrowet. Let's see. The world is square. Okay. All my friends think KOL is dumb and lame. They'd rather play games with great 3D graphics and such. What can I say to convince them that KOL is the greatest? You know, if they don't understand, they're not going to understand. If they don't, you got to discover it on your own, man. We can't tell people how to experience it, man. They got to experience it themselves, man. That's all.
Yeah.
The Gunrun asks where we get our Pocky. Largely, we get our Pocky from Black Belt Duck, sending it to us in the mail.
Right.
Sometimes I buy it at the Asian grocery store down the street from my house. When we also buy some Koala March, which are tasty. They're like little Pocky nuggets with the Pocky goo on the inside. And also delicious squid jerky. Squid jerky. That was my song about squid jerky.
Yeah, I tried that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with things that taste fishy?
No, but apparently I have a problem with jerky that tastes fishy.
Oh, because you didn't like that salmon stuff either that the pretentious artist had.
And one thing that happens when you make something into jerky is that it makes the flavor stronger.
Huh.
So it's just like, whoa, bait.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, fishy taste doesn't... You know, stuff that smells fishy kind of bothers me, but stuff that tastes fishy doesn't. I don't know why that is.
Huh. So you have to hold your nose before you go down on someone?
I just don't go down on people who don't shower regularly.
Or who douche with fish oil.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, boy. That's great. Cod liver oil.
Oh, man.
What is it? So that every time you go down on somebody who douches with cod liver oil, what does cod liver oil do to you? It's got a lot of omega fatty acids in it or something. What do those do?
But it's like a laxative. It's cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil is a laxative?
Yeah.
Okay. So it just like greases your butt shoot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a damn poop shoot. I love the word poop shoot.
It's a riot.
It is. Although it doesn't come across well spoken, you know, it's funnier when it's written.
Right.
Hey, nice. That was good piano.
Yeah, I traded my computer keyboard for a piano keyboard.
Oh, cool. It must be hard to type. Sounds really good, though.
Yep.
I've been thinking about buying a keyboard. You know, one with... Because it's getting to the point where you don't have to spend all that much money to get something that sounds like a piano and has, like, weighted keys.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like, you could buy, like, a Casio that has those features for, like, $150, $200.
The weighted key is not as much.
But, really?
Yeah. I mean, you can get good sound out of something if you don't want to use it for, like, sequencing songs.
Yeah, you know, which I would never want to do. I mean, I would just want something that can kind of allow me to play the piano without having to drive to my mom's house in Tucson.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have room in my house for a piano.
Yeah.
Because my house is completely full of solid gold pitchforks.
You need to buy more solid gold.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Riff points out, I need to buy more solid gold pitchforks to move the other pitchforks around. Actually, I move them from place to place using bales of hay.
That seems fairly inefficient.
Yeah, it really is. It's messy, too. But then Rumpelstiltskin spins the straw into gold, which I weave into more pitchforks.
Yeah.
I had totally forgotten about Rumpelstiltskin. R. Burp says, if a special kid cooks some brownies, do they automatically become special brownies?
I don't support people who are severely retarded trying to cook.
Huh? What? Oh, okay. Nyarlathotep18 says, will KOL be present at Origins 06 in Columbus, Ohio? I don't think so. I don't even know what Origins is. Isn't it kind of like Gen Con? It's like Gen Con Light.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would go to Gen Con Dark. Gen Con Milk. Yeah.
Black chocolate, dark chocolate.
Yeah, fat chocobo can stop that.
So we will be at Comic Con in San Diego this summer.
Yeah, we'll be at Comic Con.
And that's pretty much the only one. We'll be at KOLCon 3, which we now know is September 15th through
17th. Woo! We should start working on the official con page for that, and we should think about... Like, I feel like we could make the, say, month leading up to it a lot easier by doing 5 minutes of work every day for the next month, you know?
Yeah.
Like, start getting I need to talk to Zly about the pre-registration packets and stuff. I think the pre-registration thing worked out pretty well last year. I don't think anybody was really offended by it or anything.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that we'll do a similar thing. We still need to figure out a place to do the LARP. I'm liking, we had this idea about renting a house instead of getting a bunch of hotel rooms, so that way it's just easier to cool. And we also have, it would be so much cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, that was retarded.
I mean, like I said, we were kind of planning on renting a house for the duration of the thing, just so we could have a place we could throw a big party.
Yeah, but I'm not allowed to go. There's no way I'm setting foot in the house if it's Harem House.
Oh, yes, you will.
No, I'm not. Seriously.
You like us.
Yeah. That's why I spend so much time in the chat channel. That's the only chat channel I've never been in, you realize.
Mm-hmm. It'll be the kind of people that you hung out with in St. Louis, and you had fun in St. Louis.
What? No, I didn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just pretended. Everybody in St. Louis were Jews.
You're weird.
I am. Wow, there are so many people instant messaging me right now that I don't have any idea. Yeah. Dust Bunny Nation, I'm sorry. I'm not saying who that is because I don't know if he wants to know. Anybody to know, but anyway, somebody's asking if they want to, if people can bring items from last year's LARP for this year's LARP, and I don't see why not.
Yeah.
Reading. Fineldar says, but Loathing Eagle baby doll T-shirts in the store. Hot chicks will buy them. Hot chicks buy our shirts now.
Yeah,
we're gonna do the two shirts that. I can basically put two shirt designs in that we've been wanting to do for a while with very, very, very little effort. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do that. And it's going to be awesome. And Zlani is going to be busy. yeah, and it'll also probably make us upwards of a couple hundred dollars. The Orange Mage says, first time listener, long time PMer. I joined shortly after Ascension rolled out, but what do you think was / is the most exciting time to join KOL? I don't know. I think the most exciting time was the first week. But I don't know. I mean, I've been pretty consistently equally excited about it since the beginning. I mean, I get these little sine waves where I like, you know, kind of, I don't want to say I lose interest, but it's like, it's, I have a lot of fun with the game when there is a project to work on, you know, but when it's like, when we've got just a sort of haze of 50, 75% developed ideas and we don't have them organized in any kind of structure and we don't really have any major direction, then I tend to get a little, I don't know if I get depressed. Maybe I do get depressed. Maybe that's what it is. Because I'll come in and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to work on something, but then there's not really anything to work on. So I end up just like sitting around trying to think of something to do or trying to pick something to do, and then I don't feel like I've accomplished anything. And I don't know. There's, yeah. I've been in one of those here lately. But that's why I'm hoping to organize a lot of the stuff that we've been sitting on for a long time, make it part of the NS13 thing, and then just make that one great big Ascension-style project.
Mm.
The period of time working on Ascension was probably the most exciting time for me, just because there was so much to do, you know?
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, I mean, it wasn't as fun as, you know, maybe doing one zone and then rolling it out and seeing how people responded to it, like, because that used to be a lot of fun for me. Now it seems like we either trickle stuff out or we do great big things.
Right.
But, I don't know. Christmas would have been fun if I hadn't been so tired this last Christmas. That was just a little too ambitious. And I'm getting interns next Christmas. to drop the database for us, it says Xenophobe. Thanks, prick.
I think you should get the interns to go out to the dinners with the people you don't like.
Yeah. I don't, you know, last Christmas, I didn't have to go to any dinners with people that I don't like, I don't think.
Maybe that was just an artifact of the person you were dating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. It was very much an artifact of the person that I was dating.
Let's see. Pretty quick here, we've got to get out of here. And for that to happen, yep. We need to have a song to go out on. And to make that happen, I need to select a song. This is a fascinating story.
That is a fascinating story.
Yeah, we've got KMD on deck. KMD on deck.
Anyway, I'm just seeing if there's anything else that we should read. Just looking through. Harper911 says, sweet tomatoes is good for you and it's pineapple month. The sweet tomatoes here has been kind of gross the last few times I've gone.
That's... Plus, yeah.
I don't like eating at restaurants, and so... buffet-style places like that are difficult for me to eat at. Because it's... I mean, I get to go from Sweet Tomatoes a lot. I used to, but then it was just gross. If you know, it was like Kenny Rogers Roasters. I used to go to Kenny Rogers Roasters all the time, and then one day, all of a sudden, their food just turned to shit. Hmm. There was just this dramatic reduction in quality, and then like a month later, they were out of business.
Well, it was always a gamble going there.
See, I had pretty good luck. I mean, I ate there probably twice a week for like a year.
That was just a joke.
Oh, I get it.
Sorry.
That was funny. No, it was funny. I mean, I would go there twice a week, both to eat and to see what condition my condition was in.
Exactly. Isn't it odd that the same guy did those two songs?
Isn't it odd that... whoops, what the hell? I think I've accidentally logged out or some shit. I don't know. It's nice to not have rollover happening in the middle of all this.
Okay, yep. But, hey, let's get the hell out of here.
Hey, let's.
Shallentwee? Shallentwee.
Yep. So right, kids, we'll see you Thursday. I'm guessing that this Thursday we will be at the same time that we always are, because I think that's too soon to make any changes. But I'll talk to the radio people and we'll see what happens.
All right. Now, see you Monday.
All right. Good night, everyone.